The Twins opening up a four-game set at home against the Orioles. We pick it up 2-0 Baltimore in the third. Base is loaded for Miguel Sano facing Dylan Bundy.
Oh. Drilled to right field. Buxton held up momentarily. It'll drive in one, and Sano cracks a solid single to right field to score Castro.
Still one out, and the pitch. Line drive, base hit left center field. This should score two. One run is in. Grossman heading home. He will score. Sano stops at second base. A two-run single from Kepler. Does not have the same lineup out there. The 0-1 is swinging a fly ball. Well hit right field. Back goes Smith at the wall. It's up and in play off the wall. Takes a big bounce down the warning track. Sano scores. Kepler scores. Escobar to third. He'll be held. It's a two-run triple. 5-2 Twins. And the 0-1 pitch, a ground ball over the mound. Dozier on the charge. He'll field. He'll throw to first. Ball game over. The Twins beat the Orioles 6-4.
Brandon Kinstler with his 23rd save as the Twins take it 6-4. Jose Berríos notches his eighth win, allowing four runs, three earned, and six innings. Eduardo Escobar, two hits, two RBIs, and a run scored. Jason Castro and Byron Buxton each with two hits and a run scored. The Orioles now have dropped four in a row. The Twins take the series opener against the Orioles. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
You know, we all saw how he struggled with his curveball command in particular compared to what we've seen. I don't know if his strike percentage was maybe the lowest he's had in his multiple outings that we've seen. But he fought through it. You know, we had a misplay and a 3-0 homer, and that's, you know, we dug a little bit of a hole. Offensively, we struggled a lot of the night, but we put together one really nice inning. You know, Sano's at bat, Kepler, and, you know, Escobar, we found a way to put up a big number and then make it stand. You know, you'd like to see your club find a way maybe to add on along the way, but, you know, the pitching held up, you know, for Jose to get through six, a quality start, and, you know, our three guys at the end did their job. So a good win and a good start to the series.
And you got another nice performance from Byron Buxton, another multi-hit game.
Yeah.
That one hit in particular where he got jammed kind of up and in and sends it out to right field, how impressive was that kind of at bat, especially when you're talking about him maturing at the plate?
It's a lot about what he's been working on. I think that, you know, rather than being too quick and in a rush, he's really been trying to slow down. And, you know, when you get that ball that's kind of up and in and you can push it out over the right second baseman's head towards right field, you can get a lot of hits that way. It means that you're seeing the ball a little bit longer and staying on it. And it gives him an opportunity to hit the off-speed pitches like we saw in the, you know, the at-bat that followed when he helped the changeup in the left field. So he's had a nice little run here the last handful of games. He's been squaring some balls up, and I think his confidence is starting to grow.
Eduardo Escobar, a nice game with two hits, two RBIs, and a run scored. He talked to the media after.
I think it's the confidence that the manager, Paul Molitor, has given me in the hitting me fifth, being able to see all the hitters go before me. And I know it could have been a home run, but, you know, we're lucky enough to get a triple, and that helped the team. You know, we always try to play hard no matter who we're playing, and that's who we are as a team. Obviously, we were able to put a big spot in the scoreboard early on, but, you know, regardless of who we're playing, we're going to play hard, and we're going to try to win the game.
Jose Berríos notches his eighth win of the season, allowing four runs, three earned, in six frames.
Yeah, it was definitely the second win that they gave to me. I usually, you know, they do a good job of picking me up, and that's what's so good about them. You know, yesterday, they didn't pick up Irv as good as he pitched, but, you know, they were able to do that for me. I told Irv, you know, I'm sorry, maybe you should have won yesterday, but I got the win today.
Yeah, definitely. The sweat was dripping down to my hand, and I couldn't get a good grip of the ball. Like, when I hit Jones, that's what it was. I tried to throw a curveball, and I lost my grip. But, you know, again, it's not something that affected me that much to where I couldn't pitch anymore.
Up next, the series against the Orioles continues on Friday with Felix Jorge on the hill.